Hello and welcome to the fourth season, very first episode of our fourth season of Impact Ed, the official podcast for ALEAF ISD. I'm your host, Kristen Hunt Cathy, and I am so excited for us to begin this new season with none other than our fearless leader, our superintendent, the man in charge, Dr. Anthony Mays. So welcome back, Dr. Mays. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for that wonderful intro.
Okay, good. And it's all true, so that's why I said it.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So, Dr. Mays, of course, you know, you've been our superintendent for two full school years. So like two and a half, but two full school years. So you're entering year three. So can you give us like a little, you know, recap of how your 2 years have been here in the district?
Yeah, I think so far, so good. I mean, I think we've, of course, weathered some storms as we've dealt with the financial ups and downs of our state. I think that we had a great year with a great team effort with us passing the Vader. And that has really helped us to be able to put ourselves in a strong position where, you know, we've moved back up into the top three as far as compensation. And we're able to address some of the needs that we have in terms of inflation. So it's been a roller coaster ride as we've dealt with some of the challenges with, you know, again, funding. But all in all, I felt like the team has responded well. And I feel like we're in a great spot as it relates to addressing our financial needs, as well as the academic challenges that come with, you know, needing those resources to be able to address the needs of our students. So I feel good.
Good, good. So when we're talking about academic, that's a perfect segue into our very first question. So we talk a lot about, or people hear a lot about, innovative programs. And we're excited, of course, because we launched several of them. So our first one, of course, is at Reese Elementary. So it's a performing and visual arts academy that we launched last fall. But we're getting ready to launch, I'm saying next year, but that's in a couple weeks. We're going to have some more additions to our PVAA. We're going to have Miller Intermediate. We have Albright Middle. And then we also have STEM, which of course is so important. I mean, this building in itself is about STEM. So we have Horn STEM Elementary and the Ali Middle SITGO Academy. So can you tell the audience a little bit about just your vantage point as a superintendent? Of course, you've worked in other places. And why it was so important for those types of programs to be here in ALEAF for our families?
Yeah. So going, rewinding the tape, kind of like you shared back to when I first got here, you know, we went about creating our strategic plan. And so part of the strategic plan was a needs assessment, having conversations with, you know, community members, families that were in the district, families that had left the district, folks within central office. We wanted to be able to get a good bead on what were some of the things that, that were needed. I think through that process, we were able to have some things come out, as, especially when we talked to families that, you know, had left the district. And so part of what they shared was wanting a rigorous classroom environment, wanting rigorous learning opportunities. And then they alluded to the fact that you see some of these opportunities that you look to our neighboring districts and they offer those opportunities. That, and we may, at this point, we hadn't necessarily provided those opportunities. So coming along with choice opportunities in those areas that you share is being responsive to that. I think that our families recognize that we've done a good job with Kerr and ALEAF Early, which were the only two choices that we provided for families. And those campuses are knocking it out the park. You know, again, we see that we can do choice well. So it's about doing more and creating more opportunities and more access because those seats are limited on those campuses, right? The other piece that we were able to discover through that process is that you have that opportunity, but that's at the high school level, right? So what are we doing for elementary students? What are we doing for middle school students? What are we doing for intermediate students? So for us, it became apparent that we needed to create a clear through line. So if a student wants to do fine arts, guess what? You're not waiting until you get to Kerr or Taylor High School. You're going to get fine arts from elementary to middle school to intermediate school. Like, you're going to have that experience your entire time through. And hopefully by the time you get to ALEAF Early or Kerr or Taylor, you got your 10,000 hours and you're almost an expert at your craft and you're representing ALEAF well.
That's wonderful. I'll say, as a person that did band and dance for the majority of my life, I started dance at 3 and I did band from pretty much elementary all the way through high school. I understand how important it is. And I know, recognize, of course, and both of us are parents, how fortunate we are to be able to provide our children with access to those extracurricular programs after school. Mm-hmm. But we know that it comes at a cost, and many people don't have that. So can you just talk a little bit about why that's also something good that we're doing here in A-Leaf to provide our families with these programs at little to no cost?
Yeah. Yeah. I think that, you know, access and opportunity, mm-hmm. you know, we are here to provide access and opportunity, right? We recognize, to your point, you know, everybody wants the best for their child. Everybody wants their child to have all the opportunities mm-hmm. in the world to be, you know, whether it's a great artist or a great athlete. We want to be able to provide that as an opportunity here in A-Leaf. So when they walk through the doors, like you said, at Reese Elementary, you know, we've added the mm-hmm. dance program. We've mm-hmm. added theater arts. And so those students will be able to start getting exposed to that mm-hmm. at the elementary level versus, to your point, I have to go pay for dance mm-hmm. Outside of A-Leaf, or I have to pay for a theater opportunity. Not only do you have to pay for the theater opportunity, but you also got to pay for the gas to get all the way downtown and get them there and get them back and mm-hmm. forth. And so, mm-hmm. you know, we know from the strategic plan that our families want opportunities right here in A-Leaf. They don't want to have to go, you know, to Katy mm-hmm. or to downtown. They want to be able to take advantage of those opportunities right here in A-Leaf. And we feel like we can do that, right? Mm-hmm. We saw declining enrollment at Reese, so we feel like this is another opportunity to help draw those families back into Reese Elementary. We've also been able to see an increase in academic performance just from this past year with the program being something that we know that supports academic achievement.
That's right.
So, you know, not only is it one of those things where we want to be responsive and provide this opportunity, but we know it's impactful in a number of different ways to our students. And more than anything, we want to make sure that our students get a great experience here in A-Leaf. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for me, again, my child attends Reese. I have, you know, kids throughout the district. And you know, it's a quality experience, a quality opportunity for everybody. But again, I hope that families see us being responsive and providing this and trying to make sure that all of our students have access and opportunity, not just at the high school level, mm-hmm. but throughout their experience here in A-Leaf.
That's wonderful, because again, typically before, of course, when we got here, we were noticing it was just bookends. You mm-hmm. have your early learning centers at Jefferson and Martinez that are doing an amazing job with our babies, preparing them for them to be able to enter at kindergarten. And as you said, we had A-Leaf Early College and Curve. So making sure that the focus was a cohesive whole to make sure that we're not missing anything is so important. Mm-hmm. And you keep bringing up about the impact of having our parents along with us on mm-hmm. this journey, making sure that we're speaking to them. Dr. Mays is probably one of the superintendents that I know is out and about everywhere. He was at Chick-fil-A at an event. What was that, last Friday? Mm-hmm. He's in the grocery store. He's in Walmart. He's at the mall. He's actually shopping for his kids, mm-hmm. which we don't see a lot of dads do. So when we think about our parents and wanting them to have input, one thing we remember, and I want to make sure we tell our audience about, is that we actually had a survey, right, mm-hmm. that we put out maybe a few months ago to let our parents know, just try to get their feedback on several programs that we have here in the district, just to see what they believe to be important. Mm-hmm. And for our audience to know, of course, is that STEM was number one, mm-hmm. PVAA is number two, mm-hmm. and we're excited to talk about what the third one was, and that third one was single gender.
Yeah.
And so we have something coming up, so I hope you'll be able to feel a little comfortable letting our audience know about that.
Yeah, so in 26-27, we'll launch our first gender-based school. And so we were fortunate to receive $1 million donation from the All-Girls School Leadership Network. And so we're excited about mm-hmm. Opening up this new opportunity that's focused on STEM. Like you said, STEM being number one, I think, you know, hopefully everybody realizes, you know, the idea is that a student will come to A-Leaf, mm-hmm. learn, go to college or go into the workforce and mm-hmm. be able to maintain and earn a livable wage.
Right.
What you find is that a lot of times, those STEM opportunities are the highest paying opportunities.
Yes,
out
they
there,
are.
Right.
So yes, yes.
When you go to work at IBM, mm-hmm. you know, you're likely going to make a pretty healthy salary.
Oh, yes.
You go work at Microsoft, you know, or any of these oil and gas. You know, this is a big oil and gas industry here in Houston, but there are STEM related opportunities within the oil and gas industry. Right. So we want to make sure that when our students leave here, that they have all the requisite skills that they need to, one, get into the college program that may afford them an opportunity later on. And so the all-girls school will be focused on those advanced learning opportunities that we talked about. We were able to draw from our surveys of parents that were here in A-Leaf or even parents that left. To the point that you just shared, there was another survey that we put out there. And so we've been surveying and having this these conversations ongoing. Even for the beginning of this year, I'll be going back out there just to kind of share with our families, hey, this is what we've been able to do as a response to some of your feedback. Because while we're talking about, you know, STEM and choice, you know, there was also feedback about summer enrichment. So that's why we were able to bring Summerfest. A-Leaf Athletic League. That was another thing that we've added because the part of the feedback was, you know, you saw a lot of opportunities evaporate, you know, as it relates to students being able to be engaged in sports. And again, our families want to be able to do the stuff right here in A-Leaf.
That's
they don't want to have to go somewhere else to have their child participate in sports or summer youth league or summer enrichment. So I think the team has done a great job of growing those opportunities over the last 2.5 years. And, you know, again, it's just about us being responsive to the feedback. When I go back out, you know, in the upcoming months, you know, not only will I be sharing, hey, this is what we've been able to do based on the feedback you've given us, but I'll be taking even more feedback to see, hey, what does the map look like moving forward? Like, what else do we want to do to be able to meet the needs of our students and families and community? So I think the more we listen, the clearer it becomes, hey, where do we need to go with the work that we're doing to serve our community?
And that's perfect because when people bring up the buzzwords of school choice, parents have always had school choice for sure in Texas, right? Because you have a choice. You can enroll your child in public school, which is something that's afforded to every single child here in the state of Texas at no cost. You can have your child go to Montessori or a private or homeschool or charter or whatever. So to clear that misconception up, it's always been there. For A-Leaf, we want A-Leaf to be the choice for our families here in the southwest side of Houston, and for those families that, of course, that are going to be coming to this area. So having these types of programs to come to A-Leaf, of course, is extremely important because we want our kids. We know they're here. We know we've had declining enrollment in some of our campuses, so we know the children are here. We just want them to come back. So I think it's, of course, wonderful that you and your team were able to talk to your parents, as you said, because they see you everywhere. I mean, we can't miss Dr. Mays. He's like 6'7". So you can't miss him, right? And so he's really, really nice. You know, some people may think because he's tall, he's like a scary mean person, but he's probably one of the nicest people. Sometimes too nice, but he's perfectly nice, right? So, you know, you always are advocating for our school district just to make sure that those opportunities are available for every single child, regardless of income or any other type of situation. So I think that this is really important for us to be able to move into a completely different era. Again, where we're sitting at today is a beacon of A-Leaf ISD, because when these kids leave, we're expecting them to bear the fruit that we've, of course, invested in them, right? Because school districts are businesses.
Right.
And our output is how great our children are once they leave us. So I think this is something good for our families' future and, of course, current families to know what we're going to be able to provide for our kids, right? So when we think about futuristically, what does Dr. Mays think about futuristically for the district? Where do you see us? Where do you want us to go? What could you tell the audience?
Yeah, I think, you know, I go back to having those initial conversations. You know, I think one of the first things that, you know, teachers walked up to me and said, like, you know, we used to be the number one district in compensation. And so, you know, I took that communication to heart, and we've been focused on that. Like I said, we've been able to move back, you know, from the number six, number seven spot to within the top three, and we're going to stay focused on that. Same thing with academic achievement. You know, we want to be able to continue to leverage these programs to improve student outcomes for students, you know, because we know, again, you know, a student engaged in fine arts, they're going to do better in math and science. You know, these programs help support academic achievement, right? So while some may look at it as extra, it's extra that supports student success. And so improving those, again, that compensation, improving those academic outcomes, that's the ultimate goal, right? Like, I think that if a student or a family commits to A-Leaf for, you know, the entirety of their educational, you know, journey, we want to make sure that when they leave us that they are adequately equipped to go out there and be successful and take care of themselves. So ultimately, that's why we spend all this time in school, is to learn and to be prepared to take care of ourselves. And so we want all of our students to leave with the tools they need to be successful, regardless of what path they choose. So whether they choose to go straight into the workforce, guess what? To your point, any choice that you can imagine, whether you want to be a nurse, mm-hmm. whether you want to be, you know, an electrician, whether you want to be an auto mechanic, a veterinarian, like all of those pieces we offer you right here in A-Leaf. If you want to go to Rice, if you want to go to Yale, mm-hmm. if you want to go to, you know, Harvard, like we will give you the education that you need to make that happen. And so that's ultimately what that is. Can we impact more students at a higher level? Can we continue to serve our students and serve them well? That's the ultimate goal.
Perfect. And that really goes into how you work so closely with the human resources department. When we talked about compensation, we want to make sure that our classrooms are filled with qualified and mm-hmm. certified teachers. And we're definitely on our way. Mm-hmm. The state and probably just education as a whole, it's been a little bit of a struggle for some time, right? But I would definitely like to let the audience know how much A-Leaf is really investing in our teachers and our educators. They're out there all the time recruiting. Mm-hmm. We have some of the best professional development I've ever seen. I never knew a district could have this much professional mm-hmm. development, but really just trying to grow your own, which is something that A-Leaf has honestly been known for. You've told me that many times, Kristen, like they start from the bottom, they move all the way up. Mm-hmm. So making sure that we're investing, which is something else we feel is important for our community to know, that our educators, they are here. They love these children like mm-hmm. they're their own. If anybody's watched any of our other podcasts, we've had teachers nearly in tears talking about, you know, these are my babies and so on and so forth, because they see the potential. And as a superintendent, we're very thankful that you see the potential in all of us and you put us in those different places and rooms where we can have the most impact on our community, whether it's at Taste of A-Leaf, it's at A-Leaf Proud, it's at our Education Foundation golf tournament, it's at all of those things, because we wouldn't be here without the kids. So that's really important for everybody to know. So lastly, what do you want your families and the broader community to know about where A-Leaf is today?
I think the biggest thing that I would like for them to know is that we're listening to them.
Yes.
You know, I think hopefully they see everything that we've done within the last few years, a response to some of the pieces that they've elevated as concerns. So whether it's improving our weight rooms, mm-hmm. working to improve our athletic facilities, adding the Taste of A-Leaf to be responsive to such a diverse and beautiful community. You know, Summerfest, mm-hmm. A-Leaf Athletic League. Like, these are all pieces and components that were built as a byproduct of us listening to our families, working collaboratively with our families. The A-Leaf Athletic League, the weight room, all of that mm-hmm. that came out of, one, the initial conversations that I had from my listening sessions, but then parents stepping up and helping to, again, work together with our athletic department. Hey, let's develop, here's a list of things that we see. What can we address? What can we do? And us working together to address those things. So more than anything, I would hope they would know that we're listening and that they can see the byproduct of those conversations mm-hmm. Manifesting in opportunities for kids. That's what I would hope that they would see.
And then you have your superintendent student advisory, those kids are very vocal.
We get a chance to listen to, whether it's our students, you know, I think, again, the counseling support, the mental health support came from conversations with our students. Mm-hmm. We've seen, you know, a record number of scholarships be earned in A-Leaf this year.
That's right.
That was a byproduct of us having conversations with mm-hmm. students about, hey, what's working? What do we need to do to help you all go out here and take full advantage of the platforms that we have for you to earn? And guess what? We responded by, you know, listening to them and executing what they shared. They responded by filling out scholarship applications and going out there getting scholarship dollars. So, again, if we will listen, our families and our students, they'll give us the roadmap.
Yes.
Like they will give us what we need to be able to, okay, how do we solve this problem? Mm-hmm. And so hopefully, again, our families, the community recognize that we're listening. And if we got the resources mm-hmm. to try to move forward with some of the solutions, and we know that they're going to yield outcomes for our students, then we want to be able to execute to make A-Leave the best district in Texas.
And that's, again, something else I think that's important to know, that sometimes kids feel as if they're not being heard. But I've sat there and watched you listen to them, and I don't know if that's naturally just because of who you are as a person or because you're a parent, because I've seen you obviously with your kids. But it's important for them to understand, like, the superintendent is a regular person, mm-hmm. just like anybody else. And the fact that you do listen to them and what you are able to move the needle on that you do, and then in turn, as you said, they turn around and do what they're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. So that's a real life example. That's a real life thing that our kids are learning here in A-Leave. So to me, it's just a win-win for the district. It's a win-win for our community, for our state.
It's who I am. I said my granny and my mom, we got whoopings for not listening.
Okay. Well, yeah.
So we had to listen.
That's right. And then, of course, it just comes out in who you are as a superintendent, as a leader. So we're definitely thankful for that. So Dr. Mays, again, as always, it's wonderful to have you here with us as a guest. We know you're going to come back to not only be a guest, but I'm sure you're going to be hosting a couple podcast this season. So we're going to turn to this camera right over here, and we're going to tell everyone thank you so much for tuning in to, again, the very first episode of our fourth season of Impact Ed. And guess what? You can enroll. Enrollment is 24/7. Visit our website at www.aleafisd.net/enroll. But you can also come out to several different events. We have several coming up. We actually have one on July the 26th. We have one with the Hope Clinic from 9 to noon. We also have a big one from 9 to 2 at Plaza Americas. And if you can't come out to those, make sure you come out on August the 2nd to our Health and Resource Fair. It's a huge event, and we'll definitely be enrolling students there. As always, follow us on Facebook, X, YouTube, and LinkedIn. And we can't wait to see everyone on August 12th for the very first day of school. Thank you so much, everybody. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
This has been an AMP production.